Fuck. Why am I getting pulled over?
You think if we just keep driving, he won't, you know, pull us over?
No, no,
just
no.
Pretend we don't know?
Let me just pull over.
Fuck. All right, let's do it.
Fuck, man.
Okay. There's two? There's another one?
No,
okay.
It's just one. Just
that
one
guy passed.
How are you doing there, folks?
We're doing all right, officer. How are you?
Doing all right. Can I just get your license and registration, please?
Sure, one second.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
Man, what do you think we're getting pulled over for?
I don't know. Good thing he didn't ask for insurance.
I mean, I just handed him my insurance information.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He didn't ask for it.
Yeah. Dumbass.
All right. Everything came back mostly clean on this. Mostly. But you know why I pulled you over there, sir?
No idea, officer. Why did you pull me over?
Well, you see here in the great state of Tennessee, according to the statutes of 18-42-369-49-423-486, you, sir, have officially been DWB.
I'm sorry, officer. What's that?
DWB. Driving while brown.
Officer.
What?
That is an injustice. That is illegal. I'm pretty sure that's 100% illegal.
Now, here, there's a lot of weird laws that you wouldn't believe still exist. We just choose when and how to enforce them.
No, this is not going to stand. I'm going to get my lawyer.
Go ahead. But you're going to have to call him from the pokey.
No, that's not okay. You know what? No. Fuck you. I'm not putting up with this shit.
You know what? Get out the car. You're going to argue with me?
No, I'm not getting out.
Get out.
No,
get out the car.
I'm not getting
and get
out.
Get your friend out the car, too.
No, this is against the law. No.
Get out the car.
No.
Get out the car.
No. No.
Hope y'all are enjoying our new drop-tuned
fucking
doom metal-y
season 5 intro.
That season 5 intro is getting a little dark.
Yeah.
I like it.
Getting a little dark, eh?
Well, I mean, we all kind of decided on it, right?
We all kind of worked on it together. It's
yeah, we
sick.
Did. It was a group
I'm
effort.
Happy as fuck with it.
It was a very, very happy group
fucking
effort.
Fucking happy with it.
You seem very happy with it. Very content.
Yeah, I'm stoked with it.
Hey, everyone. How's it going? And this is
Matt's Not Here!
You guys are fucking on it today.
Jesus Christ.
I think Matt and I were trying to outdo one another on that one.
Hope everyone's having a great day. If you're not, well, I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't know what to tell you.
Do better.
Yeah, you listen to this tomorrow, and hopefully tomorrow's better than today.
And hopefully this podcast episode makes you feel better.
Probably
not. Probably
won't,
yeah.
Yeah,
probably not.
Can we acknowledge that we're recording in LMB Studios B room today?
Or, we are.
Studio
we are,
2? Studio 2?
We are in Studio 2 today.
Yeah.
Studio 1 is being renovated. So
it might sound a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this terrible smell we just need to get rid of.
We're working on it.
Courtesy of you guys.
Matt and I have been working on changing the smell
in room 2
the entire time we've been in here. So you might hear that progress.
Yeah. I'm so glad Studio 2 is finally open and available.
Fuck,
so
I know, right?
That's great. It took us a while, but we got it up and running.
What?
We just need to get a little more soundproofing up in here, and I think we'll be set, right?
Yeah, I think just a couple of little soundproof panels, and honestly, not even soundproof panels, just stuff. We get just stuff in here, and I think it'll help with the soundproofing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's beans, nice little,
beans, the magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. Let's have beans for every meal.
I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Don't know what the fuck that was all about, but okay.
We're over here trying to figure out how to make the studio sound better, and Matt's talking about
trying to make it smell better.
Yeah, no, you're not helping.
I was trying to like insinuate the whole like fart thing. You're over here like just, you know, not having any artistic flair on it all, and we're farting. Come on, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
No, don't even try.
No, I don't know.
Don't even try.
I'm not going to try, because if I try,
you'll fail.
Exactly.
Jeez.
And then I'll have to go to Studio 3 to,
I'll fucking lock you in
Studio
3. Studio
3 is unavailable.
I'll lock you in Studio 3.
Studio 3 is a storage unit.
No, Studio 3 is between number 1 and 2.
The Studio 3, you mean the restroom?
Yeah. Brett's office.
Brett's office.
Hey, you leave my office out of this, all right? That's where I do most of my, like,
thinking and
planning. Geez. Come up with my profound thoughts of the world.
He works on his new magic tricks. Like, watch this disappear. Flush.
God. Watch me transform this fucking chicken sandwich into a fucking chocolate pudding.
Oh. You guys need to stop.
Fuck, I want more ice cream now.
Oh, man. Oh. No, that ice cream we had earlier is definitely not a good idea. That was a terrible idea. I don't know what I was thinking, honestly.
Fuck, I think it was a great idea.
No, not if you're lactose intolerant.
Oh, yeah, that was a horrible idea for you.
Yeah, so you guys are going to suffer. You're welcome.
What do you mean we're going to suffer?
He's going to suffer.
You're just going to catch up to us.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to sit in that chair.
So what have you guys been up to all week?
Fucking nothing.
Stressing out over a cat.
Enjoying my break. How is your cat, by the way?
Well, he's doing a lot better. I don't understand fully how he's doing as good as he's doing. Creatinine levels, kidneys fail completely at 4 to 5. He was at 9. 2 days later, we got another blood test done. He's at 1.2.
Oh.
Which is good. The bun was like
changed the tone of that ooh
through the roof, and now it's in normal levels, so his kidneys are functioning properly. So that's he was good. In complete failure.
That's good.
Which normally you don't come back from.
Well, you know how I feel about cats, but you know, seeing as it's your cat and your friend,
I've had that cat since PS3 came out.
That was a while ago.
It's quite a while ago. We're on a five PS5 now,
right? Yeah. PS5 season 5. We need a PS5 up in this bitch. Anybody got a PS5 and want to donate one to Matt's Not Here?
Go. Yo, I would love to keep one in the studio.
Yeah, so would I.
It'd be an episode of Brett's Not Here.
Lewis it would be recording. Definitely be fucking Brett has left the show. Where's Brett? He's fucking still playing PS5. He hasn't gone to work in like a month.
Fuck. Maybe don't give us a PS5.
But he's killing it on that PS5.
Yeah, maybe don't give us a PS5. Making a
shit ton of money.
If you guys got an old Nintendo NES, that'd be perfect.
I got a Super Nintendo at home.
Fucking still play that shit. Can we hook that up to a new TV?
Yeah, as long as it has the
RGB.
Wait. I think I have an RGB adapter for that too, but they used to plug into the
antenna.
The cable fucking.
Oh, the cable thing? Yeah, the fucking
I don't
cable
think any TVs have those anymore.
Mine certainly fucking doesn't.
I think it does. No,
no, most flat screens don't.
Mine does.
Well, yours is an older lucky one. Lucky you.
How do you think I run AT&T's shitty service into my TV that I never use?
I don't know. Why would you run it if you don't use it?
Because I have a TV and it's plugged in. And
okay.
Yeah.
Makes so much sense.
Right on. Anyway,
this is making for some entertaining podcast.
Killing it. Speaking of video games, I'd fucking been playing Skyrim like a motherfucker on my break.
Very nice.
And
also, you're on break right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And why are you on break?
Because I work at a school. Because school's
out for summer.
So, yeah.
I was expecting that.
Well, fucking sorry to disappoint you, you fucker.
No, I'm glad he did it, because that's actually what I was expecting. Oh, once I mentioned that, I was like, oh, he's going to come in with some sort of musical interlude.
But fucking been playing Skyrim like a motherfucker, having fun.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
What is it, dragons?
No, right now I'm helping a little boy go kill an orphanage mistress.
Whoa. Oh,
Jesus.
Not the whole orphanage.
I was like,
we're saving the orphanage. Damn. We're saving the orphanage. Apparently the lady who runs the orphanage is a fucking bitch. So I have to travel to Jotunheim or Yarmir. I don't know how to pronounce the fucking name of that place, but there's an orphanage I got to go kill a lady at and make all these orphans even more orphan because the lady running
them more orphan-y?
Yeah, because the lady running the place apparently sucks. So that's what I'll be doing tonight.
You orphans are going to be more orphan-y today.
Yeah. Oh, and I bought a horse.
You bought a horse.
I bought a horse in the game.
In the game. See, here he is.
Clunky ass horses.
He said, I bought a horse, and I thought, oh shit, where is it? I didn't see it on the way in.
It's, you know, it's kind of cool because I used to steal them, and then, you know, once like you fast travel, you lose the horse because you fucking stole it. But when you fast travel with a horse, it goes with you.
Did you ride it like you stole it?
No, because I bought it and I didn't want to lose it. I don't want to kill this horse. I've killed the last 5 horses I rode because I stole them and didn't quite give a shit, and I'm trying to not kill this one because horses are fucking expensive in that game.
That's why you gotta save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Well, I'm a fucking mange, so I'll probably kill the cowboy.
You didn't get the reference.
I got the reference. I'm just ignoring it.
Matt's over here cracking up.
But yeah, so that's what I've been up to.
But he's cracking up in silence.
I've been playing Skyrim like a motherfucker. What have you been up to?
Me, just work, man. Work, work, work. Keep grinding.
Work, 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 work.
I'm in the work, 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 work.
I went to the Orange County Fair. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, you went on like the last day.
I forgot about that. I missed
it. It was third to last day. It was on a Friday the 13th, which was pretty awesome.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I still might go to
it was pretty fun.
The Sawdust Festival.
Oh, that'd be cool. Sawdust Festival? I've never been to that.
Yeah. It's like the Orange County Fair, except like lame.
Yeah, it's more artsy, more...
There's no rides.
More... liberal.
Yeah.
It's more like
hippie
Laguna style.
Like Laguna hippies, you know, hippies with fucking.
But it's cool. They got
millions.
A lot of cool art and stuff there.
Overpriced art.
It's cool to look at.
Right. Yeah. No, but it's
certain
like,
psychedelics.
It's cool because it's like, you know, it's like the, you know, Laguna. It's like the rich hippies.
It's like rich Venice Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I've been to Laguna.
With less drugs.
You know, Broadway and PCH?
I don't know Laguna that well.
You know the Venice-y part of Laguna, like where the PCH meets like the beach.
Okay.
Where it curves around and you start to go into like the gnarly uphill city part. All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you took Broadway down, like to where it kind of starts to turn into the 133, the Sawdust is down there on the right.
Okay.
It's on that road.
In the canyon.
Yeah, it's on that road in the canyon where like if you fucked up, you got to take that whole fucking road all the way down. There's no U-turn.
Yep.
Oh, right on.
And if you're listening to the radio, the service cuts out halfway through because you don't get reception.
This was very inside baseball. I hope the people who don't live in California enjoyed that conversation we just had.
Yeah, it's fine. That's why they listen to us.
I'm sure
people in
didn't.
France want to know how it is over here.
Okay, and
they're like, people in France, our listeners in Japan.
Our listeners in Japan are like, oh, yeah, fuck that place.
Dude, I'm still being...
Japan? You sounded like a wee little German boy.
Look, right?
Toaster strudel.
Look, I'm still right, in disbelief that we have German. Listeners in Japan.
I can't fucking do a good... Japanese accent, but I can do a German one.
Did I show you the updated list of where
I have heard? Not seen the updated list yet.
Oh my god,
I'm very curious. I want to know how far our voices have reached across this planet of ours.
So we are United States, France, Ireland, Germany, United Kingdom, Canada, Russia, New Zealand, Singapore, Israel, Denmark, Mauritius, which I don't know where the fuck that is, India, Saudi Arabia, Netherlands, Greece, Poland, Philippines, Panama, Brazil, Thailand, Republic of Lithuania, Japan, Puerto Rico, Serbia, Mexico, the Kingdom of Jordan, Colombia, Australia, and Hong Kong.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're being heard. We're being heard.
Well, we've officially made it once we get heard in North Korea.
I don't think we've reached North Korea just yet.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I'm sorry, but the entire time you were doing that, all I heard... was I don't know if you guys watched the Animaniacs.
Oh, I know what you're gonna bring up. I know what you're gonna bring up.
But all I heard
the intro?
Was no,
which one?
Not the intro. This.
Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, and French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam.
All right. I get it.
That's all I heard.
Props to whoever wrote that. That rolled right off the tongue.
I knew somebody at one point who could recite that entire song in its entirety by heart.
Yeah, so could
Most amazing person I ever fucking knew.
So could he. The voice actor?
Oh, yeah.
I forget his name, but he actually nailed it.
Every time he's been able to do it, too.
Yeah.
They'll ask him to do it, and he could just spit it.
Mm-hmm.
Bars, son. Bars.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, let's hear you top that.
Nope, not going to try.
Okay, cool.
Not today?
Nope.
One of these days, we're going to get you to do it.
I'm going to get you to rap on this fucking podcast.
Spit some bars.
Before this podcast ends, you're going to give us a hot 16.
Sitting in my
wheelchair. Before this podcast ends, which will probably be at the end of the season.
Ooh.
Wow.
Tell us how you really feel, Lewis.
Boop, boop.
I'm just saying, those numbers, man. If they don't improve, I'm gonna be
when
sad.
Has it ever been about the numbers for us?
Not for you guys, for me, because you know I'm the one who manages the finances here. By the way, where's that book? You guys have been keeping that book from me.
What book?
What finances?
What are you talking about? This doesn't make money.
Oh. What the fuck am I doing here?
We've been questioning that since the start of this podcast.
You know what? I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Leave.
All right, let's get out of here. All right, Lewis is gone.
All right, now that he's out of here.
It's time for an ad break.
Yeah, let's go for an ad break.
And we're back. All right, let's get on with it. But before we do that, let's go ahead and shout out our other sponsor.
Anchor.
No, they just heard that
right now.
Our other sponsor.
Zombie.
Killer.
Clothing.
They're much better.
Yeah, I don't have that much energy today, but I am wearing your shirt today.
Hey, you are. You are wearing a ZK shirt. Right on.
It's fucking hot in here.
I'm not wearing mine, but...
So goddamn hot in here.
Mine was dirty. Tank top.
I wear mine quite often. Brett?
Yeah?
Swallowing ghost dick, I see. Nice.
Wow.
Got no response for that one.
You got nothing. So let's get on with this episode. Today's topic is a topic that we... I don't know how we're going to tackle it. But let's tackle it with the best of intentions.
Try to tackle it with some tact, which is going to be difficult.
Did you guys bring your soapboxes?
I brought mine. Should we get on them real quick?
Mine's bedazzled. It does look a bit like
Elton John.
It kind of blinds me when I'm standing on my soapbox. The lights are...
Dude, his looks like something Elton John.
It's very gaudy.
Yeah. It's got nice little spikes around the edges, too. Look at it. I spent a lot of time on this thing.
Oh, I thought you bought it from some Persians.
No, look at him, dude. He fucking made it himself. Look at how cheap it is.
Yeah.
Damn.
You can still see some of the glue.
Yeah. Cheap Mexican labor.
Fair enough.
All right.
Okay. So, for those of you that don't know, I mean, I'm pretty sure you did. You clicked on the episode, and it's titled "What We're Gonna Talk About."
We're gonna talk about how awesome the American justice system is. Yay! It's so good. It works perfectly. And
except it doesn't.
And we've never once done anything wrong or fucked up.
So for those of you listening in France, if you think we're lucky to have ice cubes in our drinks at restaurants, just. You know, it's not that great. I mean, there's
what the fuck.
It really isn't. You know,
there's a lot of so much.
America likes to present itself as such a great nation with all these great advantages. And
I mean, granted, we do have some advantages.
Yeah, there are, but focusing on like the justice system alone is where it becomes quite an issue because a lot of in my experience, a lot of like DAs, district attorneys, don't give a shit about. Getting proper convictions, they just want to get the conviction because we're jumping straight into this real quick, but a lot of them for a lot of DAs it's when they want to move up to a higher position in power, which is what a lot of these people only care about is just the power, which is where a bunch of the problems come from. People see that, oh, this DA has 42,000 convictions when this DA only has like 4,000 convictions. Well, we're going to go with the one with 42,000 when, yeah, he might have those, but he also has those because he fucking lied on all of his paperwork. A lot of people that he were convicted were, you know, potentially innocent or committed a lesser crime than what they were charged for.
Or no crime at all. Picked this guy out because he fit the profile and was in the wrong place at the wrong time. So now he's going to go serve 20 years in prison until we find out that he was exonerated. DNA fucking...
There's so many people...
Ancestry saves his ass somehow.
Yeah. There's so many people that ended up in prison because of that.
Bro, there are states that weed is legal in now. And granted, they released a lot of the people that were in on those charges, but there is still people that are serving like life sentences on petty marijuana charges.
I have a case right here where the title is, a 38-year-old man will spend life in prison over 1.5 ounces of marijuana.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's people in prison for small amounts of marijuana in, like Matt was saying, states that are legal. And the most fucked up part is a lot of those people that are in prison for that, guess what their skin tone is?
Gee, I wonder.
Yep. And it's...
There's a certain someone that put a lot of those people in jail.
Yep.
I'm going to dive into too much.
Who was that certain someone?
Let's just say...
You might as well. You're already
Vice
on your
Vice President
soapbox.
Of the United States.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the fucked up thing is a lot of those people are in that position because not only could they not afford a fucking decent lawyer, like most well-to-do off...
the reason they call the public defenders public
more,
pretenders.
More pigment, you know, more melatonin lacking people can afford some better lawyers.
Melatonin?
Lacking? Yeah. Wait, no.
Melanin.
Melanin.
Melanin. Fucking whatever.
Melatonin puts you to sleep.
Yeah, my bad. I'm fucking retarded, right? We all know this.
Nah, but yeah, like...
Let's just say pigment.
Yeah. Pigment, you know, whatever. Y'all get what I'm saying? Darker people fucking, you know, lesser...
The minorities.
Minority people with lesser advantages can't afford a decent lawyer, so then they fucking get a public pretender.
It's true.
And they fucking go to prison over an ounce of weed because the public pretender doesn't give two squirts a fuck about the people that they're defending.
Did or you say public pretender?
Yes, and I have been and never will say it properly.
I like that.
Because
like
they
that.
Are public pretenders. I called mine a public pretender.
I like
and
that.
And the only reason, you know, I dealt with, you know, going to fucking jail over weed in Florida. And the only reason I got the smaller sentence I got is because it was a first offense.
Right.
No doubt that the public pretender isn't going to do shit about it. You know what I mean?
I got lucky when I had one. I think it's because he was super young.
Yeah, so he was hungry.
Wasn't corrupted quite yet.
Yeah.
Or in bed with the DA or, you know, the judge. Some of them are in bed with the DA or the police, and
they ain't gonna say that.
They'll go out and have a dinner party, and then,
yep.
Oh, look at this guy. He's got a darker complexion. Let's throw him in jail because everybody will believe it, and case done, on to the next one.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up.
You know, it's fucked up, and it's unfortunate that we live in a society where
You're guilty until proven innocent.
When it's supposed to be we're innocent until proven guilty, you're supposed to prove that I've done something wrong, as opposed to you accuse somebody of something and all of a sudden now they got to prove their innocence. And then on top of that, you know, add to that, like, once they do go to prison, you know, there's a statistic that's a good number of people in prison will quote unquote re-offend, right?
Yeah, it's a good size number.
And the reason it's like, because that shit changes you. Once you're in there,
the
they call it stuck in the loop for a reason, because once you're in that mindset, it's hard to break it.
Well, and then on top of that, one little slip up if you're on parole or probation or one little
back
thing
in there.
Like, for example, you can eat a hamburger with poppy seeds on the bun.
Yep.
Now you just failed a drug test for opioids.
Yeah.
So, like,
and they won't even listen to reason about it. You know, no. They won't even give you another couple days to get that poppy seed out and to test again, because they're like, oh, well, you actually did drugs, because it's more profitable for them to accuse
you. The prison system was never meant to rehabilitate.
Not in this country. Not here.
No, and
although in the beginning that's what it was meant to do.
But the moment we privatized prisons, it became an issue, because now you got private companies who make money from the government based on how many prisoners they have.
Yeah.
And now their goal isn't to rehabilitate. Their goal is to, we need to keep this place at full capacity, if not above full capacity, to make more money.
That's just horseshit, dude.
They get a certain amount of money per inmate.
Right.
And their goal is to keep them there. And you know...
Oh, you did something bad? What happens? You get thrown in jail or prison. Yeah. Oh, guess what happens when you're in jail or prison? You have to pay for your stay. Yep. This ain't a free ride.
Right.
Why do you think a lot of homeless people hate, they don't want to go to prison? People tell them all the time, well, why don't you just give you a hot meal? It's like, it's not free.
It's not free. And then on top of that, if you do get those jobs in prison where you're pressing license plates, as you see in like the movies, or you're doing other shit.
20 cents a day or something.
Yeah, you're getting 20 cents a day, and then it's modern day slavery.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up. And then you know, like we were saying earlier, you get people who get convicted of bullshit ass crimes.
Especially when laws conflict. Like, weed is legal here in California.
Yep.
Weed is illegal federally.
Yeah.
So you start to mix stuff like guns and weed, the feds come in.
Yep.
It's like the FPS Russia guy. He had a tiny bit of weed and they found it with him, sent him to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, he lost his gun rights forever. He had the best FFL licensing you can have, and it's just
stupid. In a place like this, you know, you get stopped by a cop with, you know, a little bit of weed, you're fine. But you get stopped by a trooper, that's a whole nother story.
Mm.
And that's the fucking worst part.
Another part with the whole injustice.
And you can still be in California.
A lot of times people get wrongfully arrested for something stupid, and the cops know they're in the wrong, but they're either retaliating. Like, say somebody says something like, fuck you, to the cop, this is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Now the cop gets retaliatory. Well, that's freedom of speech. So you're legally allowed to say that, but now the cop wants to put you in jail for bullshit charges.
For something.
Then you get out of jail and they didn't charge you with anything.
Yep. So you
everybody's like, oh, that's cool and all, but now you have an arrest record. Whether or not you were charged, that arrest record's going to show up.
Yeah.
So when they do background checks, when they do whatever, and it could show up and affect you.
You know, and it's crazy. You're talking about how, you know, you piss off a cop. I watch a show on YouTube a lot called Audit the Audit, and it's a guy who audits people auditing police.
Yeah, right? So I'm sure you guys have seen the First Amendment audits where they'll go out in a public area where you're allowed to film, you know, under the First Amendment, and the cops will get called because some Karen or somebody will feel uncomfortable that they're being filmed because they think that, you know, they, you have to have my permission to film in public. It's like, you don't have the right to privacy in public. You have to create your own privacy.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I remember one video specifically where these two guys were out hanging out at a park, right? Over 18. They had backpacks, right? This cop was interviewing, was talking to somebody, had someone pulled over. And so they were just calmly sat down filming. One of the cop notices and then tells his other buddy. The first cop that notices was fine about it, but his other buddy got a fucking hard on for these guys and went over there and started talking to him. And he goes, you know, what are you guys doing here? And he goes, I don't have to answer your questions, which you don't.
Right.
No. You legally do not have to answer the cop's questions. He goes, oh, I don't have to answer that. He goes,
well, yeah, you shouldn't.
Yeah. And he goes, lawyer. Yeah. And he goes, well, yeah, you should. He goes, yeah, you do. And he's like, no, Fifth Amendment, right? I don't have to answer your question. He goes, well, why don't you get back to school? You look like you're young enough to be in school. What are you hiding from that school? The guy's like, what? No. He's like, well, there's a school right down the street.
Yeah, I know which one you're
he's
talking
like, well,
about
then why
now.
Do you have a backpack? And the guy's like, I'm not allowed to have a backpack. I carry my stuff in it. Well, what's in there? I don't have to tell you.
Because this one was during school hours, right?
It was during school hours. Yeah. So the cop was trying to say that this man was a student, a kid at this school, and was trying so hard to goat him into doing something, you know, retaliatory. He was trying to bait this man into getting physical. And it was so clear that the cop was baiting him.
Right.
And
they do that all the time.
They do it all the time because once they bait you into their game and then you retaliate, all they got to do is put on the paperwork that they were being polite.
Yeah. Well, and they'll ask you simple questions that seem harmless and almost pointless, but they're fishing.
They're trying to incriminate you is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And
they do it in such a way, though, that it's tricky.
Yeah, and they solicit. That's why they say don't answer any questions. Yeah. And they solicit shit, too. Like, say somebody is at somewhere where they're not supposed to be. Like, for example, there was one of these audit videos where they knew this guy was an auditor, and they kept harassing him. They pulled him over for no reason. He knew that they were following him, so he used his blinker, like, made sure it was 300 feet before his turn. They pulled him into the gas station. He's cussing at these cops. Like, this is bullshit because they had nothing on it.
Yeah.
They didn't get mad at him for that. I'm sure they did, but they couldn't do anything. Like, they respected that right. But he was at the gas station, and this gas station he goes to, like, every day and gets a coffee or whatever. So the people that work there know him. Well, the cops went in and said, you know, tried to solicit a trespass, saying, hey, do you want us to kick him off your property? And they're like, no, like, we never have a problem with this guy. Well, that in its right is illegal. Like, cops can't go up and ask somebody if they want to trespass this person, because that's solicitation of a trespass, which violates rights. And
right.
So they'll do that shit too, and it's just.
And you know, another one that I saw is if you own private property and it's clearly posted private property, police aren't allowed onto your property without a warrant.
Right.
And this guy had a fence that was closed, and you know, he gets a knock on the door. And there's a sheriff or a cop or some sort. And he was like, what are you doing up here? And the guy's like, well, no, I'm the one asking questions. He goes, no, it's a private property sign. And that gate was closed. Why are you up here? And he's filming. And the guy was looking for somebody who had either like skipped bail or escaped prison or some shit. And the guy's like, no, he's not here. I know who you're talking about. You know, he did list this place as one of his, you know, like, not like residences, but like he goes there.
Right.
He's like, but you don't have a warrant. This is private property. It's clearly labeled. You need to leave. So as he's leaving, he knocks on another door of a like Astro van or a mobile home that this guy lives in. Another guy answers, and the guy's like, don't answer his questions, Bill. And the guy goes, no, Bill, you can talk to me. Don't listen to him. And he's just trying to get you in trouble, Bill. And Bill's like, yeah, no, close the door.
Yeah. There you go.
He's like, so that's, and the cop looks at him and goes, so that's how you want to play it, right? That's how you want to do it the hard way. And it was like, wow, like the cop's getting aggro and super aggressive,
right,
trying to goat a response out of him. And it was just like, you know, it's come to the point now where police in America are no longer looking out for the safety of the citizens. They're looking out for the interest and well-being of you know, city hall, of the pocketbooks of the
state. Well, they want another notch in their belt saying, exactly, hey, I did this. Apprehended this guy, caught this guy.
And so once the cop realized in this last instance that he was clearly on private property without a warrant, without probable cause, he knew he was fucked. He got into his car, fucking hightailed it out of there, and the guy fucking filming, got his license plate, got his badge number, got everything. That cop got into fucking so much trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that
deservedly
sucks,
so.
The thing that sucks, though, when they violate rights, they can lose their what's called qualified immunity, because all these cops have qualified immunity where they don't get in trouble for shit. if they do something enough to violate rights enough, they will lose that. And then oftentimes these people will open up cases against the city, the police department, that specific officer.
Yep.
And it's not coming out of the officer's pocket. When these guys make like 90 grand over one freedom of speech thing being violated or something, the city has to pay that. And that so comes out taxpayers. Of taxpayers' pockets.
Right, right.
And then the worst part is, even when these cops, let's say they get convicted of something, they don't get charged. Let's say they're being investigated for, you know, stealing drugs or being investigated for being too aggressive with a perp or something. Oftentimes they'll get transferred into a new precinct.
Well, that's the thing. They don't have this database nationally. Yep. Of, hey, this cop got fired. They'll go work for another department.
So they'll transfer them to and oftentimes some departments will transfer them to another department. So when you go back to this department and you're like, I'd like to file a complaint against so and so, they're like, oh, he doesn't work here.
I don't want to say the Canadian cops are great either, but at least there, if a cop gets fired for something like that, they're not able to hire into any police department ever again.
Yeah, there was a...
It's different in Canada.
There's a department in, God, I want to say Arkansas or Kansas or somewhere, you know, middle America.
Wait, is it Arkansas or Kansas?
where the entire department was consisting of officers that were accused or convicted of wrongdoings in the line of duty, all the way down from the fucking sheriff all the way down.
Usually starts at the top.
Yeah, all the way down to the lowest beat cop. Each one of them was convicted of something. And a guy was going in to file a complaint against an officer for wrongfully writing him a ticket or something that was just some stupid paperwork shit where they could have just taken it and managed it. And the first cop at the desk was like, hold on, let me go look at this real quick. And they went and it wasn't a guy filing a complaint. It was somebody issuing a warrant for a sheriff's cell phone. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And it was another, I think it was a marshal going to issue a warrant for the sheriff's cell phone. And damn near the entire police force came out and were like, well, tried to fucking muscle this.
This was in in the little office.
Yeah, in that tiny little office.
They ended up arresting him because they had the two cell phones and they wouldn't give him up.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. They ended up arresting
me. It was either the sheriff or the chief.
The one chief, of the two, right? They ended up arresting the chief for obstructing justice.
Damn.
And then further investigation found that every single officer in this department was either transferred out from one department to this place for wrongdoings of some sort, tampering evidence, planting evidence.
They all tried to uphold this chief and tried to like side with him and like...
Tried to side this corrupt chief. It was an entirely corrupt department that had to get torn down, and they're still in the process of tearing it down right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate that someone who is supposed to protect and serve isn't doing their job, and...
They're not supposed to protect and serve anymore. Have you seen the cars? It's service with integrity.
Now. Oh, service with integrity. Yeah. Oh, my bad.
They took that off the cars.
But the thing is this. Look, as much as we're saying right now that, a lot of these cops are assholes, let's also clarify that there are some good cops out there.
Oh, no, most definitely.
Yeah.
There are definitely
some good cops out
there. One bad apple can ruin a whole tree.
And that's unfortunate because, that's the thing. It's happened to me as well where I'm driving around, and I think I've told you guys this story, but I'm driving around. I was about to cross an intersection and there was a cop in the turning lane. He was about to make a left. The guy did not have enough time to run my plates, clearly, because I just passed him. But as soon as I passed him, what do I see in my rear view? He makes a fucking U-turn and starts fucking following me and then pulls me right over. And I'm like, what the fuck am I getting pulled over for? And that's the thing. When they come over to your window, what's the first thing they ask?
License and registration
and proof of insurance.
Or, do you know why I pulled you over?
Oh, that too.
That's incriminating right there. They're trying to incriminate you.
Well, they're trying to get you to admit guilt.
Exactly, to admit guilt.
That's why I always answer with, no, what seems to be the problem, officer?
Yeah.
Or I'm not sure, just...
But in that situation, the guy had no reason to pull me over. No reason at all. He ended up giving me a fix-it ticket.
What'd because you have to
fix? He said that my taillight was out.
I had a racist grandpa cop, piece of shit. He's the guy that's responsible for the blue lights on the cop cars. He's one of the main guys who kind of made that a thing. But this was years ago. But he'd pull over, an African guy or something, and be like, oh, your taillight's out. He'd be like, no, it's not. And he'd take his club out, smash the taillight. Now it is. Here's the ticket. And they used to get away with that shit.
Yeah.
It wouldn't fly today.
I mean, no, that didn't happen to me. The guy did not take his fucking,
yeah,
you know, mag light out and fucking smash my taillight.
Just set it
that,
was out.
But in that instance, he said, oh, it's out. Here's a fix-it ticket. Just go take it in.
Yeah.
And after the cop drove off, I had a passenger with me. And I asked him, like, dude, get out and check my taillight real quick. My taillight was working just fine.
See, that's when, you know, before he goes, and for anyone in this situation, if you know for a fact,
you go check.
So, okay, hold on one second, officer. Hold on one second. Mind if I get out and then inspect it with them there? That way they have no, you know, plausible deniability, because their car, their dash cams are always rolling.
Yeah, and you can FOIA request that.
And they can still tamper it. They can still tamper with it, but you can still, and if he says, oh, we'll take it anyway, then you can lawyer request it, and then he gets into even more trouble for facilitating or for fabricating a fucking ticket.
And the sad thing is half these cops don't even get in trouble. It'll go to court, and then the case will get dropped, and they don't get prosecuted or anything. And, you know, we do have what's called the Freedom of Information Act, which is they call them a FOIA requests.
Mm-hmm.
So you can request. You can go into like the California Highway Patrol or wherever and fill out a form, and they will give you the footage from the dash cam or whatever. Everything. Obviously, a lot of big serious cases where people die and things like that, it might take a while for that to get released to where you can have access to that. But even if a cop pulls out his personal cell phone and records you, if I ever see a cop do that, I will straight up tell him, you better not delete that footage, because if you do, you're now committing a big crime, because he's on the clock as a cop.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to FOIA request that. Like, he has to be able to, if he's pulling out his personal phone and filming you, because I've seen cops do that, where you're filming them,
they film
and
you
they're
back.
Like, oh, I'm going to film you back. It's like...
And one of the things
okay,
that...
Okay, go ahead.
And what's fucked
be
up
childish.
Is...
Be childish. I don't care.
One of the things that a lot of officers are starting to do now, because a lot of these crooked and dirty cops are getting put on blast and, you know, shown their face in all its fucking ugly pig glory on YouTube, on Facebook, and all this... they're getting around these by playing fucking music, and their favorite thing to play is Taylor Swift, because her shit is on such a lock with YouTube's DMCAs and Facebook's DMCA robots that is second that it hears this, the bots will come in and demonetize that. Not only demonetize the video, but take the video down. Pull the video down. And
smart.
Now, it's fucked up. It's smart, but it sucks that it works, you know? One of the things, and then, you know, one of the things that people are starting to do now is cover the mics. That way the mic doesn't pick it up. But if that mic doesn't pick it up, it's only getting half the fucking story. Mm-hmm. And that's the downside. But yeah, and it sucks, because there's so many good cops out there. I know so many who are fucking amazing at their job. And they want to get rid of these bad cops. But this is such a, the nature of this job attracts the worst people to it. And, you know, so that these guys that get picked on in high school for being fucking douchebags and fucking losers get these jobs, and now they can take it out on people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
now
they're fucking going after and they're being the fucking douchebag cop that they are.
Major egos.
Yeah, it's all ego. And it sucks that it's the nature of that job that attracts those types of people.
It is, and it's unfortunate because, like I said, there are some good cops out there.
Yeah.
And I've come across a few good cops. You know, they were polite, they were helpful, and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
And then, again, I've come across some cops who are just total assholes.
Who are just out to fucking, be a tough guy.
Another instance is I was out at a 7-Eleven. Granted, it was a little late, but I was out. I'm over 21. I was, like, 25, 26 at the time. And I was with my little brother, who was, yes, he was underage, but he was with me. We went to the 7-Eleven just to pick up some snacks real quick. Cop is right there. We're not doing anything wrong. Nothing suspicious. And he stops me and goes, what are you doing out this late?
Oh, yeah, that's a big...
I'm like...
what are you doing out this late?
Yeah,
I just look at him like, I'm getting something to drink and a snack.
Right.
And he's like, well, you know there's a curfew. I'm like, yeah, and I'm over 21. Well, he's not. Well, he's with me. He's my little brother.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, oh, well, he had nothing. He had absolutely nothing.
He was
nothing.
Fishing, and then he
had nothing. And when he realized he had nothing, he's like, oh, okay, well, just get home safely.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have nothing on me.
And that's the thing is they're literally out there patrolling, you know, fishing, looking for something wrong when they should be
just
what do they call it? Like proactive policing or something? Yeah, yeah. They call it. Well, wouldn't you want me to sit in your neighborhood and make sure it's safe? It's like they try to pull that whole card. It's
and you know the thing is like a lot of I see a lot of those like for a while I remember seeing a lot of posts where it's like. You know, you'd think that they want police cars to be easily seen. In the UK, police cars have bright neon yellow and bright blue stripes on them, so you can find them and spot them easily.
Right, right.
Here in America, there's white police cars that have white decals that are only visible when a light's shining on them.
Yeah.
They're hiding.
Right.
Then there's cops that hide behind bushes to catch speeders. Now, police in the UK want to be seen, want to be helped, want to be found because they want to help. If you're wanting to help somebody, if you're a police officer who wants to help, why are you hiding?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point in making yourself hard to detect if you're not waiting to catch somebody?
Yeah. I believe that's called entrapment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
No, that is straight up entrapment.
No, entrapment would be a cop different. Walking up to you and saying, would you like to buy some drugs?
No. Here's the thing. And I got this from actually somebody who knows a little bit about the law. He got pulled over. He was speeding. So he admitted that. He was like, I was speeding. So technically I was in the wrong there. But this cop was on the shoulder where by law, you cannot stop in the shoulder. It doesn't matter who you are. You cannot stop in the shoulder. So he fought it. He fought that and he ended up winning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like if you could have pounds of fucking heroin in your car, and if they don't have probable cause to search, and you tell them they can't search the car, and they do anyway, all that gets thrown out in court.
Yeah, because most people don't realize these things. They're there to uphold the law.
Yeah,
and the sad thing is most of them don't have enough law training, and it's
And
that's they're enforcing stuff they don't know about.
They're enforcing laws they don't fully understand. And I've seen things where, you know, you have somebody say, oh well, you know, you can't search in that, and the cop will be like, yes, I can, and then they search it anyway, and it's like, you don't, like, no, you fucking can't. And because luckily, you know, some of these people were filming it, that gets thrown out. And, you know, there should be, unfortunately there isn't, but there should be a minimum amount of understanding of the law in order to be an officer, and that minimum amount should be a massive amount of understanding. You should go to at least 2 to 3 years of law school before you become an officer. If your job is to enforce the law, you need to be able to understand the law.
And the shitty thing is, it's just all these civic codes and vehicle code and city ordinances
that are insanely
none of those are law.
Yeah, none of them are law. It's just a rule.
So exactly, and it's like, are you enforcing a law? Is this a misdemeanor or is this a felony? You know.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and the thing is, like, a lot of them, you know, it's they enforce, you know,
victimless crimes.
Yeah, you know, they'll enforce, you know, like drug crimes, for instance, like what we were talking about earlier, people who are in prison for life for marijuana, is like, who gets hurt in that? Why is it illegal? It's illegal because they can't tax a person to person sale, and marijuana is too easy to grow, and too easy for it to become a sustainable, non-governed, peer-to-peer commodity, an economy on its own.
Right.
And they don't like that they can't tax that and they can't control it, so they outlaw it. And now they control, because it's illegal, now we can make money off of that when somebody gets pulled over, when somebody gets caught with it.
And then they have the stupid DWI laws that come with it. Everybody's like, oh, weed's legal. It's like, you realize how many more DWIs they're going to be giving people with these bullshit tests.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we tested marijuana and it was in your bloodstream or whatever. And it's like, I smoked a week ago.
2 days ago. Yeah, right. 4 days ago, you know? A week ago. And it stays in your system for up to 30 days, you know? And, you know, if you can't properly test for that, then you know, it's... For it while they're driving, then, you know, you can't fucking...
That happened to a buddy of mine. He was actually on something else.
Oh, that sucks.
He got pulled over.
Shouldn't have been.
I know. He got pulled over and taken in on a DWI. He didn't admit to anything as far as that goes, but they did a blood test on him, and the only thing that showed up in his system was marijuana. Because, you know, some of these uppers...
Yeah, but because of mandatory minimum
ecstasy,
sentences.
Ecstasy, cocaine, things like that go out of your system fairly quickly. So by the time they got around to doing the blood test, you know, oh, it was marijuana. So he got a DWI for fucking marijuana in California.
That's bullshit.
Jesus.
He wasn't even high on that.
Yeah. Do they not realize it stays in your system for what? At least
that's
a couple
days? I mean, they do, but that's why they do it, because they know they can bust it.
That's such bullshit. There's got to be a better way to test that.
there should eventually there will be, but
there should be like, you got the munchies. Hell yeah! All right, he's high as fuck.
Every cop has a bag of Funyuns in the back of his car.
Walks up to the door with a bag of Funyuns.
Walks up to the door with it open and eating them.
Good evening.
Want some Funyuns? Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, get out the car.
Didn't you see in Colorado, when they first made it legal, they had that big weed festival event thing. And the cops were going around passing out bags of chips and stuff that were printed on there, had like a sticker or something that says, don't, you know, drive under the influence or whatever. And cops are handing out munchies to fucking...
Damn. That's hilarious.
That's fucking awesome.
Whereas like a week ago, they were arresting people. And now they're like,
right?
Oh, here's some chips.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
I like that, though. Walk up with Funyuns.
So,
you want some? Hell right. Yeah.
So, I like how you mentioned, like, in Colorado, once it was legal, they were handing it out. Speaking of, like, weird laws that changed overnight and now the cops are acting different, you guys want to hear a couple of weird laws that haven't changed but are still existing for some fucking weird reason?
Hell yeah, bring them in here.
So, in Arkansas, or Arkansas, depending on who you ask.
Is it Arkansas or Arkansas?
You can't honk your horn near a sandwich shop after 9 p.m.
Oh. What? is it before 9 a.m. or after 9 p.m.?
It's after 9 p.m. According to one law set in place in Little Rock, Arkansas, no person shall honk their horn on a vehicle at any place where it could where cold drinks or sandwiches are served after 9 p.m. So if any restaurant that's serving cold drinks and sandwiches, don't honk that fucking horn. I love this one. In Delaware, it is illegal to whisper in church. So if you have to talk to your buddy in church, just fucking talk normally. Fuck that guy talking up front.
Jesus Christ, I want to get out of here.
Fucking hell, it's boring.
I got you, bro.
According to a law enacted in Rubuth Beach, Delaware, whispering in church is illegal and is seen as disturbing the act of a peaceful worship, which is funny because there's a whole amendment that we have called separation of church and state, and you're not supposed to have laws that, you know...
It's anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Fucking Alaska. A person cannot get drunk in a bar and remain on the premises.
So soon as you're drunk, the moment you feel drunk, get the fuck out the bar.
But here's what the law says. It says, the statute says an intoxicated person may not, quote, knowingly enter or camp out where alcohol is sold. But after you're drunk, you're not always in that knowingly state.
Right.
No.
And apparently in 2012, the police in Anchorage, Alaska, started enforcing the law by sending plainclothes officers into bars to identify excessively drunk people and arrest suspects.
That's fucked up.
How about this
one? You're arrested for being drunk in a bar.
How about this one? Be drunk? It's illegal to seduce and debauch an unmarried woman in Michigan.
So you're only allowed to fuck married women in Michigan?
Yeah. An archaic law in Michigan, which has been on the books since 1931, states that any man who shall seduce and debauch any unmarried woman shall be guilty of a felony. If found guilty, the man can be punished with up to 5 years in the state prison or a fine of not more than $2,500.
Wow.
Being such an imprecise law.
Sex with someone single.
Yeah, so being such an imprecise law, it's rarely used, but lawyers have used it as a loophole to protect their clients from stronger charges.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. All right, here's my favorite one.
Go on.
In Florida, you cannot wear a mask or hood in the or a hood covering the face in public.
Oh, okay.
A Florida law states no person over 16 years of age shall, while wearing any mask, hood, or device whereby any portion of the face is hidden, concealed, or covered, as to conceal their identity of the wearer, enter upon or appear upon any lane, walk, alley, street, road, or highway, or other public way in the state. So don't go walking down the street, don't drive with a mask on, don't have a mask on, don't have a hood on, don't cover your face anywhere in public in the state of Florida.
Wow. Huh. Florida also makes it illegal to do dwarf tossing.
Yeah, it's illegal to toss a midget in Florida.
I think it's illegal in a few states. Yeah.
The dwarfs were mad, dude.
Here's another one. There was
a few dwarfs that are upset about that because
that was their livelihood.
Job for some of them.
You guys ready for this one?
Yeah.
Okay. In Texas, the possession of more than 6 dildos is prohibited. A Texas statute known as the Obscene Device Law declares it a crime to possess 6 or more obscene devices or identical or similar obscene articles. These infernal devices include dildos. So, in Texas, you can legally own more guns and display them in public than you can sex toys.
That's understandable. That's
interesting. Yeah.
Colorado.
I wonder why 6, though. That's such an arbitrary number. Yeah, exactly.
Well, 6 seems to fall into play a lot because you look at the marijuana laws before it was legal, and even now, still, I think, when it comes to growing marijuana,
6 plants.
You can have no more than 6 mature plants or 12 immature plants.
Yeah.
Which it's like, obviously, if you have 12 immature plants, you're getting charged with.
You're gonna
no matter what.
But this law itself, it makes me wonder, like, who came up with this law?
Probably a guy who
why did he decide, betting, like, you know what, 5, you're okay.
I'm betting.
But 6, now you've crossed the line.
I'm betting it was, you know, a guy who worked in the state, right? And this was 1930s, it said, right? There's a guy who worked in the state. He probably wasn't dicking his wife down very well, so she had a couple of helpers in the bedroom. That upset him. So he tried harder to dick her down, wasn't doing it well because he worked for the state, so he probably had a gut, probably had a really lame penis, probably didn't have a whole lot of hair, probably real sucked at this love life. So she bought another toy. Now she's got like 4. He's still not doing it. He's getting more upset, so she buys a 5th one. She's still not doing it, still not getting it done, so she buys a 6th one. He goes, you know what? Fuck this bitch. That's illegal. And he goes and writes a law.
He's mad because he was too small and
right. Yeah, he can't dick her down properly, so he makes it illegal to own 7 dildos. Whoa.
In Indiana, liquor stores can't sell refrigerated water or soda.
Yep,
we gotta ask Nasty.
We gotta ask our nasty friend about that. We got him coming up soon, so we can.
What about permits? Have you guys heard about the weird permits that are required for certain things?
We have, but I got one more that I think will crack you guys up.
Okay, go ahead.
The same thing.
In Georgia, it is forbidden to eat chicken with a knife and fork. Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, honestly.
I mean, yeah. If you're eating chicken with a knife and fork, you need to go to jail.
Well, what if it's country fried chicken?
Hmm.
You're gonna eat that with your.
What if it's chicken breast?
Well, let's see. The Gainesville, Georgia ordinance was placed in 1961 as a way to get publicity for the town.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course.
Explicitly outlawing eating fried chicken with anything other than your hands. Although the, quote, law isn't really taken literally, it is rarely enforced. One visitor was arrested for using a knife and fork to eat her fried chicken in 2009. Wow, I can't believe they actually charged somebody with that. What's that look like on your fucking record? Gainesville Police Chief.
Here you ate fried chicken with a fork and knife.
Right? Gainesville Police Chief Frank Hopper reportedly informed 91-year-old Granny Derrick that is against city ordinance to eat fried chicken, a, quote, culinary delicacy sacred to the municipality of this country, this state, this southern land, this republic, quote, with anything other than your fingers. Don't you dare disrespect the state like that. This is Georgia. We used to do some unspeakable things, but don't you eat your chicken without your hands.
Used to? I'm sure they're still doing some unspeakable shit down there.
I mean, Kentucky.
Oh, fuck.
Every legislature, public officer, and lawyer must take an oath stating that they have not fought a duel with deadly weapons in the state of Kentucky.
It's somewhat understandable.
Yeah, that's fine.
Did you know in Kansas, tire screeching is illegal?
Oh, fuck.
That's when you get tire screeching and play it on YouTube and blast it in your speaker.
Drive around normally. Drive like a grandma.
Fuck these permits, though. Colorado. You have to have a permit in order to modify the weather.
What?
How the fuck would you modify the weather anyway?
Oh, man.
Well, they have things that make clouds, cloud seeding for making it rain.
This is my favorite one.
And in Arizona, no one can feed garbage to pigs without first obtaining a permit.
This is my favorite southern law.
Do it.
Let's hear it.
According to this Louisiana law, stealing someone else's crawfish is strictly outlawed. This law states that if the theft or amount of the crawfish taken amounts to less than $500, you will not be imprisoned for more than 6 months or fined more than $500. However, if one was to steal more than $1,500 worth of crawfish, that's a fuck ton of crawfish, by the way, the offender could serve up to 10 years in prison and pay up to $3,000 in fines.
Wow.
For stealing crawfish.
Do you want to know a crazy one from California?
Fuck yeah.
It is illegal to hunt any game while in a moving vehicle, except whaling. However, whaling is also illegal.
Yeah. That's like that in a lot of states with hunting.
That's kind of dangerous.
New Mexico, for many years, quote, idiots could not vote in most elections. The word was historically used to describe someone mentally disabled or with an IQ below 30. I mean, I'm kind of a lot, you know.
I mean, I understand it.
If you got that low of an IQ. But to
legally be like, you're legally an idiot, that's rude.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, we might not have certain officials elected if.
Here's a law.
Some people we wouldn't vote.
Have a law.
Here's a law in California that I think might get thrown out pretty soon. No vehicle without a driver may exceed 60 miles an hour.
We'll see, because I watched that Tesla get pulled over with no driver in it.
I think that one's going to have to get thrown out.
And the cop's like, I can't charge.
Yeah.
What do I charge the car? I can't. I guess you're free to go. It was funny.
That's a loophole right there.
They were testing the summon mode on the Teslas in the parking lot, and he summoned it to him, and it did a rolling stop and went to him. And the
car got pulled over. Yeah.
You should have seen the cop walking up. He's like, starts walking up to the driver's side, and he's looking. He's like, what the hell? And he kind of walks around to the passenger side, and he's slowly peeking in all nervous, like, what?
It's a ghost car. Oh, shit.
Ghost. In Ohio, every operator of an underground coal mine must provide an adequate supply of toilet paper with each toilet.
What? That's reasonable.
Okay, yeah, but how do they determine an adequate supply?
Is that one roll? Half a roll?
Five rolls? Is that three squares?
Whoa.
And you got to share?
Three squares.
I mean, how are they determining an adequate roll? What if you want to be an asshole and you're like, two squares is an adequate roll?
That's not a roll. Unless you take those two squares and roll them.
Exactly.
What about pointless laws? Like what you mentioned with the whaling thing.
Uh-huh. Right.
In Pennsylvania, human trafficking. Well, it says here, human trafficking in general violates too many international laws to count. Yeah, clearly. But Pennsylvania felt the need to specify under law that you cannot barter a baby. I think there's federal law that also protect that.
Barter a baby? Like, I can't, like, trade you this baby for, like, that bag of chips?
Exactly. Wow, you trade a baby for a bag of chips?
Well, I mean, maybe I'm trading the chips for the baby.
Yeah, that's true.
You never know.
What? Well, here's a law that was thrown out. This one was thrown out in 2012. But before then, no frisbees or footballs were allowed to be used in Los Angeles beaches without lifeguard permission.
Weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
But okay.
Yeah.
I have to go talk to the lifeguard real quick before I throw this football.
Well, I mean, it's been thrown out, so it's fine. Yeah. It's right. Fine now.
No,
but.
Yeah. But like 2012, I probably could have. I broke the law a couple times in 2012, apparently.
Apparently so.
In South Carolina, a male over the age of 16 can't seduce a woman by falsely promising to marry her. However, no law exists with the gender roles reversed.
Oh.
So bitches can lie to guys.
So can the cops. The cops lie. So the injustice.
Oh yeah, no.
They lie for a living.
Cops can lie to you all day night. And the Supreme Court
ruled that they were allowed to lie
in the name of their job.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
To be able to further their investigation, they're legally allowed to lie to get more information.
They can tell you, like, let's say Lewis. Let's say I'm a cop, right? And I'm interrogating you and Matt, right? And I've got you separated. And I'm like, look, I know you were there. I know you robbed the place. Matt already told me everything. So why don't you just give me your side of the story and you get less time.
Fuck you, pig.
That shit happened to me when I got arrested for my...
Oh, shit.
Sorry. I thought we were doing something here.
Juvenile sales thing. They told me... Because I said,
You were selling juveniles?
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucrative
CD,
business.
The CD, right? Juvenile.
These little skinny white ones?
Very lucrative.
Juvenile, the CD, right? The rapper?
Oh, shit.
I was trying to help you. Jesus, dude. I tried so hard.
No, but...
skinny white juveniles, yes.
So... you know, I had the whole case where
you feel a little numb.
I caught selling pills when I was 16.
Right.
Obviously, this is all cleared and done and under the bridge now and off my record. But
except
they asked me where I got them from. You know, they wanted me to rat out the dealer.
Right.
I'm not a fucking rat. So I told them, you know, I found them at Murdy Park, you know, on the bench. Right, and they're like, oh, so if we, you know, roll back the cameras, you know, then we'll find it. There is no cameras there.
Right.
And at least maybe at the rec center, but definitely not where I was talking about. And they started saying, like, they totally made this whole fabrication of a story, because there was a friend I had that I had given one pill to, and then this other kid I sold a couple to. He didn't take them, gave them to that same friend, that girl, and wanted to pretend like he took them because he was this kid, and, you know, we were all under 18. He's like, oh, I'm on drugs. Well, he ended up, it was at the roller rink. He fell, got hurt. The ambulance had to come. He had the bright idea to tell the ambulance, oh, hey, I took Xanax.
But he
this
really
guy sold them to me, and he didn't take any. So what the cops did was they said the girl that I gave them to, oh, she took them, and now she's in a coma, and she's fighting for her life, blah, blah, blah. She OD'd on them. Wasn't the case whatsoever. They totally fabricated and lied about that. She never even got taken in, had the pills taken from her, nothing like that. They just made this shit up and all that. You know, yeah. They arrest me, don't Miranderize me, which as a kid I didn't know. Looking back now, I could have got all that dropped just because of that sole fact. They took me in and, you know, I'm handcuffed, trying to make small talk in the car, you know. Oh, so these interceptor packages, do they have a whole new motor? Is it just a little update? The cop didn't want any of that. He wasn't playing that. So we get down to the Fountain Valley Police Department, and it's like 2 in the morning, maybe.
Yeah,
2 or 3 in the morning.
Forever.
I'm handcuffed, and they're walking me down the hall. He's like, all right, you're going to walk down this hall, you're going to make a right, and you're going to stop as soon as you make a right. They had set this shit up. I don't know if to scare me or what, but I'm handcuffed, and I'm following the orders. I walk around the corner. As soon as I turn right, fucking dog lunges at my face. No leash, no nothing. The cop somehow was able to grab the collar when it lunged forward and pull it back. It was like half a foot from my face.
Damn.
Biting. Fuck. And he's like, you fucking idiot. What the fuck do you think you're doing? You know, you're trying to get bit, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck, blah, blah, blah. I was like, and he was the only other cop there. So I guarantee that they set something up.
Right.
And, you know, I tried, that's the one thing my public pretender didn't help me with, is I tried to bring that stuff up and he didn't want to hear any of it. He got me off on some pretty good deal, though.
I bet.
But that's after I refused the first deal that the judge gave me. It's
never take the first one.
You either go to jail or you're going to do work program.
Never take the first
deal. And I was like, send me to jail. I'll do community service, but I'm not going to do work program.
Yeah. Never take the first deal.
The public pretender's like, what? My mom's like, what? Take it. And I was like, fuck no. I was like, I'll go to jail because I'll be out of jail before I'll be done with work program.
Yep.
Because what? As a juvenile, what are they going to put me in there for sales and possession for sales? Like 60 days or something as a juvenile?
Yeah.
Obviously, as an adult.
A little longer.
Like a little bit.
A little bit. A tad bit longer.
But basically, I told him, just take me to fucking jail. I'm going to have to work program on the weekends for the next year where I can go sit in jail for a couple months, 2-3 months, and be done with everything, you know?
And you never want to take the first deal.
No, so they come back, oh, we'll give you a year probation. It'll be informal with formal rules. So drug tests, going down and seeing them like once every 2 weeks or whatever.
Yep.
And then, what was it? 200 hours community service, which is the max you can give a juvenile. But the public pretender was like, but I got it knocked down to 140. And I was like, I'll take that.
Right.
So I went over to the, you know, did the Dog Beach thing for, you know, a day or two. And I was like, fuck this guy. He's a piece of shit. I don't like him.
Yep.
So I left and I went and worked at the library, Huntington Beach Library, and was, you know,
stocking books
on the shelves. And apparently for the offense I had, which is a drug offense, they're not supposed to let people do community service there, but they told me, we're just not going to say anything. You're doing a really good job here. We're just going to keep letting you do this since you're already here. Whereas at the Murdy Rec Center, I did a day, and then they found out what the charges were and said, we can't have you work here anymore because of the charges. So I went over to the library, and it's funny because I got two birds with one stone, or I got stoned with two birds. I don't know. However you want to put it. But I went over there and did that work, and after I did 100 hours there, I get a signed letter from the mayor of Huntington Beach inviting me to this private dinner thing with this signed, like, thank you for your community service and being such an upstanding citizen. And because they're not supposed to have people doing that with crimes there, but they let me.
It just looked like a regular citizen just doing community service.
Maybe doing it for high school or something.
Just helping out.
Fuck yeah, wow. Dude.
So I was like, cool, fucking I got my hours knocked out for that.
And got a private dinner with the mayor.
And the PO lost some of my hours because I had my PO switched and they lost some. So when I went to court, I had proof of all my hours, but the PO didn't. And I almost didn't get let off and didn't have my thing completed because they couldn't. It took them like 15, 20 minutes to have the PO call the office, figure things out in the middle of court to provide that information. Fuck, dude. And they wouldn't take mine from me where I had all the proof and printouts because they're like, well, you could have made these at home or.
Right, right.
Right.
So that was a nightmare.
And that's just it, though. They'll do shit where they're not fully prepared for the case, and you get fucked because they didn't do their whole job. And it's so fucked up.
Oh, or it's like Lewis so getting pulled over for some bullshit. I've had that happen a couple times.
Yeah. Yep.
Had that's the gun, really guns good. Drawn on me and shit for nothing.
See,
and
I've never gone to that extreme. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
When I was on probation, they did the house thing where they checked the house, and I was sleeping. They came in at like 5 a.m. Jesus. Actually, it was before I was on probation. It was when I was on house arrest. They came in, and I woke up with a Glock, like 4 feet from my face, just pointed directly at my face. She's like, get out of bed. I was like, can I get? Nope. You can't get dressed. Just get out of bed. We're searching the room. And I think it was a scare tactic or what, because I was like, I didn't fucking.
And that's
I had my hands up. I was like, yo, like, whoa, this is a really shitty way to wake up.
And that's no fucking way to treat somebody.
No.
Well, it's just like I had him come when I was in the shower one time, and you have to get out immediately. If you're covered in soap and naked, you have to get out naked. You can't dry off. You can't get the soap off. You have to come out immediately.
That's fucked up.
It's no way to fucking
treat. It's a violation of human rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I see where they're getting like, oh, what if they pull a weapon? It's like, but this is a juvenile case. For a fucking drug charge where there was no weapons involved or anything, thank fucking God, because I always had weapons when I was selling. But that night, something in my mind told me, you know, don't carry anything, just go in. And I was so stoked because the weapons I normally carried would be worse. Fucking probably worse than the drugs. Yeah.
Right, right.
So,
yeah, it's fucking.
But it's just, it's fucked up, man.
What are, all right, well, now that we've, you know, sufficiently shit on the American justice system. What are some like good incidences you guys have had with like officers, if any?
Well, it was a bad instance that turned into a good instance.
I don't
good for me because it was hilarious and my friends were laughing. So I was at the U.S. Open, and I had you know when your boxers start to bunch up in your pants.
Yeah.
And you reach down in between your boxers and your pants to pull your boxers down because I wear the briefs that kind of go down the legs a little bit. So I was pulling those down, and a cop walks up. What are you doing in your pants? What are you reaching for? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm adjusting my underwear. He's like, no, like here, let me search. I was like, no. I was like, here, you want to fix my underwear for me? Like, I said something here. You want to touch my dick? Like, the cop's like, oh, and everybody started laughing. People started circling and saw this going on, and the cop was just like, all right, like, whatever. Like, and he left, and I was
right.
Like, that was pretty satisfying. Nice. Fucked up that he shouldn't have done that, but, like, it was pretty funny.
Nice. No, I can't say I've ever been in an encounter with a cop like that. Yeah.
You're a good cop.
I've seen cops do good things, though. Like, yeah. I mean, obviously, they do, like, community events and stuff like that.
Yeah. One of my favorite, like, incidents is we had some recycling stolen from the place I used to live. And we had security cameras and all that. So we had it all on camera. So my dad calls the cops and we're like, hey, you know, here's the deal. Here's what's going on. Here's what happened. I just want to make the report because, you know, maybe you find her. Maybe, you know. Whatever, it's petty theft. She's probably going to get, you know, fucking night in jail.
Yeah,
right.
Just this fucking cite and release kind of thing.
Exactly. So the cop is there, and we've seen her on camera. The cop comes in, sees the video, sees her take it, and he's like, yeah, that's clearly trespassing and theft. And I'm like, all right, so we're walking out to the car, and I'm talking to the cop, and this bitch comes riding by on her bike. The same chick who just stole from me maybe 30, 40 minutes prior. And I'm like, officer, that's her right there. And he goes up and he's like, what? And he's like leaving. The cop's already leaving. He was like literally leaving his car. So I walk up and I just casually walk up to her, grab the front of her bike, and I'm like, hey, how you doing, ma'am? And I'm just casually talking to her, but I'm gripping the front of the bike real fucking tight. And the cop sees me doing this, so the cop walks up and starts talking to her. And he asks, you know, like, hey, you know, what's going on here? And so he sees her. He recognizes her from the video. He sees me talking to her, so he has me step away. And he's like, yeah, you know, this is her. And he's like, I see the check in her purse for the recycling. It's made out to her, though. And it wasn't a whole lot of recycling. It was maybe like $19 in recycling.
Yeah, that's not too much.
And he's like, but the check's made out to her, so you're not going to be able to cash it. Do you want to press charges? Or what do you want to do? And I'm like, she looks homeless. She looks like her life's fucking hot garbage. I don't want to press charges on her, make her life even worse. And he goes, well, I can't give you the check. And he looks at me and goes, but there's $20 in your wallet. You want that? And I was like, yeah, I'll take that. So the cop walks over, grabs her wallet right in front of her, takes the $20 bill out of her wallet, hands her wallet back, walks back over to me, hands it to me, and goes, all right, so where do you want to go from here? You want me to, like, take her away and scare her? Like he was like, so how do you want to do this, bro?
Right, right.
And I was like, scare this bitch. And so he's like, all right, throws her bike in the trunk. All right, ma'am. He doesn't read the Miranda rights because he knows he's not going to arrest her. He just goes, cuffs her real tight, seats her in the back of the car, and goes, you're going down for a while. And I think he just gave her, like, a ride, like, the fuck out of the neighborhood. But the look on her face when that cop took the fucking $20 bill out of her wallet and gave it to me and then cuffed her and took her away for a fucking $20, like, theft charge was hilarious. And I'm pretty sure she probably stole again. She looked like she was a fucking terrible person, so.
She probably did.
Probably.
Yeah. But I wouldn't put it past her.
That was one of those moments where it was like, the way he said it was fucking great. He was just like, well, there's $20 in your wallet. You want that? I was like, fuck yeah, I'll take that. Fuck
that's
yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's some old school policing that
yeah. It works. You know, justice was served. Case closed. And then we went and bought fucking burritos.
Right on.
I went and bought a burrito and had $20.
Fuck.
Can't go wrong with burritos.
There is some good stuff that they do. I mean, you know, yeah, they kind of, in a little way, violated her rights. But honestly, like, in that kind of a situation. She violated
my rights.
Like,
fucking
stole
from me. Yeah, fuck that bitch.
But, I saw a thing, a post the other day online, like a week or two ago, and there was this officer that pulled over somebody. It was a minority, I think. And they pulled him over for the taillights not working or the turn signal or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the person was like, oh, I just paid a bunch of money for the mechanic to fix that. And apparently they didn't fix it or something. And the cop's like, well, hold on, let me see what's going on here. And he fucking got on his knees, crawled under the dash, started like trying to figure out, I don't know if it was a fuse or if something was wrong, but he figured out what was wrong with it and got it fixed for them and spent his time on his knees down there to, like, with his back to her or them or whatever. I think, I don't even know if it was a girl. It might have been a freaking Native American and either a Hispanic or a black guy.
Okay.
Which is, like, super minority, you know?
Right.
And still, like, you know, helped and figured it out and let him go and whatnot and fixed the problem. So that gave me a little sliver of hope for there's some good in humanity out there.
Yeah, there's some good cops.
There are. There are some good cops, but I mean, for every good cop, there's two bad cops. So.
And it's unfortunate.
It really is.
It's like, I don't want this whole episode just to be shitting on police.
Which is why I wanted to bring up that little segment of, let's talk about some good shit that happened.
I think what we can take away from this episode is, you know, the justice system is fucked. It really is. But what can we really do about it?
Don't ask their questions without a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's definitely good advice. You know,
you're guilty until proven innocent.
There are
openly talk
you know
about
what?
It.
Here, give some advice to our listeners. If you get pulled over,
shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Don't say anything. You don't have to say anything. No. All you're going to do is incriminate yourself. So make sure you abide by that First Amendment law.
Fifth Amendment, buddy.
No, Fifth Amendment.
Definitely don't abide by that First Amendment. If you abide by that First Amendment, they're going to make some shit up and charge you.
My bad.
First Amendment allows you to speak Fifth.
Oh, nice.
That's why when they say I plead the Fifth, I mean.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I had the wrong amendment.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Fifth.
But yes, definitely plead the Fifth. Shut the fuck up. Don't say
I've
anything.
Heard lawyers say that to people. Like, yeah, no, they have. Like, shut the fuck up.
There's two lawyers.
Makes their job hard.
There's two lawyers.
There's a TikTok lawyer that does
there's
that.
Two lawyers on Facebook or on TikTok or Twitter, whatever it is, when they're like, so what should you do if you get pulled over? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
What if you have weed on you and they can smell it?
Shut the fuck up.
So if you take anything from this episode and you get pulled over,
shut the fuck up.
Yep.
That's it. So make sure you guys are checking us out on our social medias.
Facebook, which is Matt's Not Here.
Our Facebook group, which is the Cult of MNH.
Join it.
Post your most Instagram, which is Matt's Not Here Podcast. And
that's about it. Find us on, you know, I don't know what you're listening to, but if this isn't the platform you prefer, you know, we're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Stitcher, freaking Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
all those things.
What else did you, we were just added recently onto something?
Pandora.
Pandora.
Holy shit, right. We're on Pandora now?
We're on Pandora.
Holy shit, that still cool. exists.
It's a thing still.
Like five people listen to it.
I used to love it.
I remember.
And then freaking Spotify started to kind of have all the little underground artists, so I kind of had
started being better.
Merge over there.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right, guys. Thanks. But,
so until next week, this is Lewis.
This is Brett.
And this is Matt.
And we are
Matt's Not Here.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Our next week's episode is going to be a pretty interesting one, so make sure you guys check it out. We're going to be talking about...
This has been an OutMB production.